Democracy Now.
Hi, I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! For more than 15 years, CJSF 90.1 FM has been bringing Democracy Now! To the greater Vancouver area every weekday at 11 a.m. From New York, this is Democracy Now!
We're going to have troops everywhere. We're not going to let this happen to our country. We're not going to let our country be torn apart.
President Trump has deployed the California National Guard in defiance of California's governor and the Los Angeles mayor after protests against ICE military-style raids in and around Los Angeles continue. In addition, Defense Secretary Hegseth has placed 500 Marines on alert. We'll speak with Ron Gochez, organizer of some of the protests.
It is a beautiful day of resistance because Trump, the administration, the Border Patrol, ICE, they know, now they know, that they cannot go anywhere in this country where our people are and try to kidnap our workers, our people, and they can't do that without an organized and fierce resistance, and that's what they encountered here today.
This marks the first time in 60 years a president has deployed the National Guard without a governor's request. National Guard, Marines, is this a violation of the Posse Comitatus Act? We'll speak with the Brennan Center. And Israeli Navy commandos have intercepted a boat carrying activists with the Freedom Flotilla Coalition, attempting to bring humanitarian aid to Gaza.
My name is Greta Thunberg, and I am from Sweden. If you see this video, we have been intercepted and kidnapped in international waters by the Israeli occupational forces or forces that support Israel.
Activists on the Freedom Flotilla say drones have dropped a white substance on the ship. We'll get an update. All that and more coming up. Welcome to Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, The War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman. In defiance of local officials, President Trump has deployed the California National Guard to Los Angeles after protests erupted in response to ICE conducting military-style raids in and around the city. This marks the first time since the 1960s a president has deployed the National Guard without a governor's request. Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth has also placed on high alert 500 Marines at Camp Pendleton. White House advisor Stephen Miller described the ICE protests as an insurrection. On Sunday, Trump warned this could be just the beginning of deploying troops on U.S. streets.
We're going to have troops everywhere. We're not going to let this happen to our country. We're not going to let our country be torn apart.
Earlier today, Trump wrote on social media, "Looking really bad in L.A., bring in the troops," unquote. California Governor Gavin Newsom plans to sue the Trump administration today. He wrote, quote, "Commandeering a state's National Guard without consulting the governor of that state is illegal and immoral," unquote. On Sunday, Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass decried the ICE raids and the Trump administration response.
What we're seeing in Los Angeles is chaos that is provoked by the administration. When you raid Home Depot and workplaces, when you tear parents and children apart, and when you run armored caravans through our streets, you cause fear and you cause panic. And deploying federalized troops is a dangerous escalation.
Trump's border czar, Tom Homan, has threatened to have Mayor Bass and Governor Newsom arrested if they interfere with federal immigration enforcement. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders said Trump is, quote, "moving this country rapidly into authoritarianism." California State Senator Scott Wiener said, quote, "this is what fascism looks like," unquote. On Sunday, police forces in Los Angeles fired rubber bullets, flashbang grenades and tear gas at protesters. Police have made at least 27 arrests. Last night, police declared all of downtown Los Angeles an unlawful assembly area. Earlier in the day, officers repeatedly fired rubber bullets at protesters. One hit an Australian journalist as she was reporting from the streets.
After hours of standing off, this situation has now rapidly deteriorated. The LAPD moving horseback, firing rubber bullets at protesters, moving them on through the heart of LA.
You just shot the
You okay?
Over the past week, federal immigration agents arrested about 118 people in the L.A. region. On Friday, ICE agents also arrested David Huerta, president of the California branch of the SEIU, that Service Employees International Union. He was charged with obstruction and needed to be treated at the hospital with injuries. He remains in custody. We'll go to Los Angeles after headlines. Israeli Navy commandos have intercepted a boat carrying activists with the Freedom Flotilla Coalition who are attempting to bring humanitarian aid to Gaza. Brazilian activist Thiago Avila issued this warning just before Israeli forces raided the ship, the Madeleine, in international waters about 100 nautical miles from Gaza.
Everyone, we are under attack. Please sound the alarm. They're throwing a lot of substances and objects on us. Quadcopters, the most dangerous ones. Right now, they're jamming our comms. They're saying random stuff just to jam our communication. They're doing this so that we cannot get help.
Those on the ship include Swedish climate activist Greta Thunberg, who recorded this message before the Israeli raid.
My name is Greta Thunberg, and I am from Sweden. If you see this video, we have been intercepted and kidnapped in international waters by the Israeli occupational forces or forces that support Israel. I urge all my friends, family, and comrades to put pressure on the Swedish government to release me and the others as soon as possible.
Israeli forces are now bringing the boat to the Israeli port city of Ashdod. UN Special Rapporteur Francesca Albanese condemned the Israeli raid on the ship. She wrote online, quote, "While Madeleine must be released immediately, every Mediterranean port should send boats with aid, solidarity and humanity to Gaza. They shall sail together. United, they will be unstoppable. Breaking the siege is a legal duty for states and a moral imperative for all of us," she wrote. We'll have more on this story later in the broadcast. In Gaza, hungry Palestinians are continuing to be shot dead while attempting to get aid. On Sunday, Al Jazeera reported at least 5 people were killed and more than 70 wounded after Israeli forces opened fire near an aid site. More than 130 Palestinians have been killed near aid sites over the past 2 weeks since the launch of the shadowy U.S.-Israeli aid operation. On Sunday, Palestinians gathered in Khan Yunis for the funeral of Khaled Dokma, a father of 5 who was fatally shot while trying to feed his family. This is his aunt, Salwa.
He was going to get food for his children and himself to make them live, feed them because they don't have a pinch of flour at home. They can't find food to eat. He was going to get aid to sustain his house, to feed them. He was walking there. On his way, he did not reach the distribution site and was shot.
At least 4 people have died in the Ukrainian city of Kharkiv as Russia launched a major drone and missile attack on Ukraine's second-largest city. At least 60 people were injured. Meanwhile, Russian forces are moving closer to the northern Ukrainian city of Sumy. A number of nearby villages have already fallen. This all comes days after President Trump compared Russia and Ukraine with children fighting in a park.
Sometimes you see 2 young children fighting like crazy. They hate each other and they're fighting in a park. And you try and pull them apart. They don't want to be pulled. Sometimes you're better off letting them fight for a while and then pulling them apart.
In an interview with ABC News, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky responded by saying, quote, "We are not kids with Putin at the playground. He's a murderer who came to this park to kill the kids," unquote. President Donald Trump's new travel ban has gone into effect. The impacted countries are Afghanistan, Burma, Chad, Equatorial Guinea, Eritrea, Haiti, Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Yemen, and the Republic of Congo, not to be confused with the Democratic Republic of Congo. New travel restrictions have also been placed on seven additional countries. Critics of the ban include Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal, who wrote on social media, quote, "This ban, expanded from Trump's Muslim ban in his first term, will only further isolate us on the world stage," she said. The Trump administration's returned Kilmer Abrego Garcia to the United States more than 2 months after the Maryland father was wrongfully sent to a maximum security mega prison in El Salvador. But instead of reuniting with his family, Kilmer was brought to a courtroom in Nashville, Tennessee. On Friday, Attorney General Pam Bondi revealed a grand jury has indicted him for allegedly transporting undocumented migrants within the United States. Abrego Garcia's attorney criticized the government's move. Simon Sandoval Moschenberg said, quote, "Due process means the chance to defend yourself before you're punished, not after. This is an abuse of power, not justice," he said. The chief of the criminal division at the U.S. Attorney's Office in Nashville resigned in protest of the indictment. Ben Schrader had worked at the U.S. Attorney's Office for 15 years. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled the Trump administration's so-called Department of Government Efficiency can have access to sensitive records about millions of people held by the Social Security Administration. The court's three liberal justices dissented. Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson warned the decision, quote, "creates grave privacy risks for millions of Americans," unquote. In a separate ruling, the justices ruled DOJ can keep much of its inner working secret for now without having to comply to requests filed under the Freedom of Information Act. In another decision, the U.S. Supreme Court's unanimously rejected a $10 billion lawsuit by the Mexican government against U.S. gun manufacturers. Mexico had accused Smith & Wesson, Colt, Glock, and other companies of fueling violence in Mexico by knowingly allowing its guns to be smuggled into the hands of drug cartels. The court ruled gun makers are shielded from liability under U.S. law. In news from Colombia, Senator Miguel Uribe was shot and seriously injured during a campaign rally in Bogota Saturday. Uribe is a member of the right-wing Democratic Center Party and is running for president in the 2026 election. He's the grandson of the former Colombian president Julio César Turbe Ayala. El Salvador is escalating its crackdown on critics of President Nayib Bukele. On Saturday, Salvadoran police arrested prominent constitutional lawyer Enrique Anaya, who's publicly called Bukele a dictator. His arrest follows the recent detention of Ruth Lopez, an anti-corruption lawyer with the organization Cristosal. Over the weekend, Cristosal warned Anaya's arrest marks a disturbing escalation in the criminalization of those who defend the rule of law in El Salvador, unquote. Pope Leo has openly criticized nationalist political movements. He made the comments on Sunday during Mass at the Vatican.
Where there is love, there is no room for prejudice, for security zones separating us from our neighbors, for the exclusionary mindset that tragically we now see emerging also in political nationalisms. Let us invoke the spirit of love and peace, that he may open borders, break down walls, dispel hatred, and help us to live as children of our one Father who is in heaven.
The United Nations Ocean Conference has opened in the southern French city of Nice. Organizers are pushing for the ratification of the High Seas Treaty, which aims to protect 30% of the Earth's land and sea by 2030. The treaty only will go into force after 60 countries ratify the treaty. This is Yann Lorenz of WWF France.
We have witnessed a lot of international conferences that eventually issue a very ambitious text, but with really no teeth. We want a text to have teeth, to be able to really impose constraints and be accompanied with final funding. We need funding. We need money to actually preserve the ocean. We need money to control. We need money to support the people that live out of the ocean. And that's what we want. We're not sure it will happen yet. So that's why we're putting pressure on our governments.
And in climate news, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, has revealed global carbon dioxide levels exceeded 430 parts per million last month. Researchers say this is the highest amount of CO2 in the Earth's atmosphere in as many as 30 million years, long before humans roamed the planet. And those are some of the headlines. This is Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, The War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman in New York, joined by Democracy Now!'s Juan Gonzalez in Chicago. Hi, Juan.
Hi, Amy, and welcome to all of our listeners and viewers across the country and around the world.
We begin today's show in Los Angeles, where President Trump has deployed the California National Guard in defiance of California Governor Gavin Newsom and Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass. This comes after protests erupted against ICE's military-style raids in and around L.A. The Secretary of Defense, Pete Hegseth, has also threatened to deploy 500 active-duty Marines from Camp Pendleton. White House advisor Stephen Miller labeled the ICE protests an insurrection. On Sunday, Trump warned this could be just the beginning of deploying troops on U.S. streets.
We're going to have troops everywhere. We're not going to let this happen to our country. We're not going to let our country be torn apart.
Earlier today, Trump wrote on social media, looking really bad in L.A., bring in the troops, unquote. California Governor Gavin Newsom plans to sue the Trump administration today. He wrote, quote, commandeering a state's National Guard without consulting the governor of that state is illegal and immoral, unquote. This marks the first time since the 1960s a president's deployed the National Guard without a governor's request. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders said Trump is, quote, moving this country rapidly into authoritarianism. California State Senator Scott Wiener said, quote, this is what fascism looks like, unquote. On Sunday, police forces in Los Angeles fired rubber bullets, flashbang grenades and tear gas at protesters who gathered to condemn the ICE raids and deployment of the National Guard. Sunday night, L.A. police declared all of downtown Los Angeles an unlawful assembly. Over the past week, federal immigration agents arrested about 118 people in the L.A. region. On Friday, agents also arrested David Huerta, president of the California branch of SEIU, that Service Employees International Union. He was charged with obstruction, needed to be treated at the hospital because of his injuries. He remains in custody. On Sunday, Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass decried the ICE raids and the Trump administration's response.
What we're seeing in Los Angeles is chaos that is provoked by the administration. When you raid Home Depot and workplaces, when you tear parents and children apart, and when you run armored caravans through our streets, you cause fear and you cause panic. And deploying federalized troops is a dangerous escalation.
This comes as Trump's border czar, Tom Homan, has threatened to have Mayor Bass and Governor Newsom arrested if they interfere with federal immigration enforcement. Homan spoke to NBC's Jacob Soboroff.
You cross that line, it's a felony to knowingly harbor and conceal an illegal alien. It's a felony to impede law enforcement from doing their job.
Do you think that the mayor of L.A. is doing that?
If she crossed that line, we'll ask DOJ to prosecute. Do I think she's crossed the line? I don't think she's crossed the line yet. But I'm telling you, the warning we're sending is we're not going to tolerate people attacking our officers.
On Sunday, police in Los Angeles made at least 27 arrests. Officers repeatedly fired rubber bullets at protesters. One hit an Australian journalist as she was reporting from the streets.
After hours of standing off, this situation has now rapidly deteriorated. The LAPD moving horseback, firing rubber bullets at protesters, moving them on through the heart of L.A.
You just shut the fuck up.
You okay?
In a minute, we'll go to Los Angeles to speak with one of the people who helped organize the protests against the ICE raids. But first on Sunday, Democracy Now! Reached Janet Martinez, the co-founder of Indigenous Communities and Leadership, or Cielo, in Los Angeles to talk about the impact of the ICE raids and arrests.
Around 34,000 Indigenous people live in Los Angeles County, which is around 40% of the Indigenous population based on the census data alone, which we know is an undercount. So for us, we know a lot of community members have been impacted by the recent raids by ICE all over Los Angeles. We've gotten calls from the Zapotec community, from the Mije community, and Quiche communities that have been detained during these raids.
For more, we are joined in Los Angeles by Ron Goches, community organizer with Unión del Barrio and a high school history teacher. His group helped organize some of the protests in Los Angeles. There's so much to discuss, Ron. Can you describe the weekend? It didn't even start with the protests. You had President Trump threatening to cut off aid to California, federal aid. You had the ICE raids. And then talk about what happened even before then Trump announced that he would deploy the National Guard, and Hegseth said he's put the Marines on high alert.
Yeah, good morning. Thank you for having me today. This weekend was marked with absolute and total violence, brutal repression, and attacks, coordinated attacks against our community. ICE agents have been around all over Southern California, kidnapping people, tearing apart families, and we see this as an attack against our people. And so that's why you see young people, the community coming out and resisting this repression. We are tired, sick and tired of these attacks that are dividing and separating our families. And so that's why when we have these protests, they have been peaceful. But when the repression comes from the state, whether it's the sheriffs, the LAPD, or on Saturday, for example, in Paramount, California, it was the Border Patrol, it was brutal violence. They shot thousands of rounds of tear gas, of flashbang grenades, of all kinds of repressive instruments used against the community. But what they didn't think was going to happen was that the people would resist and would fight back. And that's exactly what happened in Paramount and in Compton, California, where for 8.5 hours, the people combated in the streets against the Border Patrol. And after 8.5 hours of battle, and it was a battle because there were people throwing back tear gas, people throwing anything that they could to defend themselves and to defend the workers that were being surrounded by over 100 Border Patrol agents. After 8.5 hours, the Border Patrol, the sheriffs had to retreat. They had to retreat because of the fierce resistance of the community. And the hundreds of workers that were in the factories around them were able to escape. They were able to go to their cars and go home. That was only thanks to the resistance that allowed them to go home that night. And so that is one clear sign that if we organize ourselves, if we resist, we can defend our communities from ICE terror, from the Border Patrol, or from any federal agency that wishes to separate our families. And so because of that, while that was happening, while that resistance was happening, we saw President Trump give the order of the National Guard. And so for us as Indigenous people to these lands, to this continent, this is nothing new. The military going after us is nothing new. The United States in this part of the country is a result of a military invasion of Mexico. And so we know what's coming. It's more repression. But what they have to know is that they're also going to face more resistance from the community. We don't want to be violent, and we don't advocate for violence. But when they use brutal violence against our people, and kidnapping mothers and fathers from children is violent, when they do things like that, we have every right, every historic right, to defend our communities by any ways that we can, and we're going to continue to do so.
And Ron, you mentioned Paramount on Saturday. For those people who are not familiar with that town south of Los Angeles, there's also been a change in the Trump administration tactics. Originally, they claimed they were going after criminals. Now, increasingly, they're being pushed to increase the arrest numbers, so they're hitting workplaces. So could you talk about this change and how this is affecting the community?
Yeah, the fascist Trump administration is trying to lie and confuse the American people into supporting this repression, into supporting these immigration raids by having the general public think that they're going after criminals. But now what's publicly known, what's painfully clear, is that the majority of these raids are going after workers. working class people. They're not going after criminals. They're going at Home Depots. They're going at construction sites. You know, they're going to factories where people are working, where they're creating the resources necessary for this society to exist. And so I think everyone now knows that it's a lie. They're going after anyone and everyone who has brown skin specifically. And, you know, they're attacking pretty much anybody. You have the Asian community. You have black immigrants under attack. You have anybody in this country who isn't a white male, basically, who is under attack. So I think working people everywhere should see this as an attack on working class people, and they should all unite in solidarity to repel these attacks against our community. And so, again, we've proven time and time again, when we organize ourselves, we can defend ourselves. At this moment, it's 5:30 or so in Los Angeles, or 5 in the morning in Los Angeles. We already have people all over Los Angeles right now patrolling the streets of Los Angeles looking for any ICE activity. That's the work that we do on a daily basis to protect our communities. So on one hand, there's street protests, and those are important. But the other part is organized and coordinated resistance by patrolling our streets, defending our streets. We can't protect the entire city of Los Angeles, but in our neighborhoods, in our barrios, we can defend ourselves, and we are doing that.
And what is your sense of the response of California's Governor Newsom and also the mayor of Los Angeles, Karen Bass, so far?
Yeah, we understand that they're against what's happening, but we also have to say that talk is cheap. Governor Newsom can order the National Guard to stand down. If he's against President Trump using them against us, well, he can order them to stand down. He has not done so. Here in the city of Los Angeles, Karen Bass is saying that she's against the raids that are happening. Well, why are her police officers aiding and collaborating with ICE, with the Border Patrol, to attack the community? If they are really there to serve and protect, as it says on their vehicles, then those rubber bullets and that gas that they're shooting right now, they're aiming at the wrong people. It shouldn't be aimed at us. It should be aimed at the agents who are trying to kidnap the people in our community. But obviously, we know we cannot expect help or support from the police, from the sheriffs here in Los Angeles. Even though we live in a state that's run by a Democrat as a governor, we have a Democratic Party mayor, we have Democratic Party council members, we cannot expect for them to defend the people. Only the people will organize and defend themselves, and that's what we're doing right now.
Ron Gutierrez, this is a very interesting point because it was being portrayed in different ways yesterday when the LAPD moved in and was clearing people was it Alameda, the federal building. In some media reports, they were saying they were clearing protesters away so that they wouldn't be directly confronting the National Guard, which the mayor has criticized. You know, the National Guard in full, what they say, full battle rattle. But you're saying that although Governor Newsom may sue today, he could actually tell the National Guard to stand down. And do you see any possibility of the LAPD confronting the National Guard and maybe if Hegseth calls out the Marines on the streets?
No, we don't anticipate that at all. I have personally been physically removed from an ICE raid here in South Central Los Angeles by the LAPD. So when the mayor says that the LAPD doesn't collaborate with ICE or with federal agencies, it's a total lie. While you may not have LAPD officers on the streets asking people for their citizenship or detaining people for immigration reasons, what you do have is the LAPD, the LA County Sheriffs, the CHP, or any law enforcement agency that's here locally. They are collaborating. They are protecting the operations. They close down the streets around operations so that ICE can do their kidnappings of our people. And so that is a direct collaboration. And here in Los Angeles, if it wasn't for the repression of the LAPD, of the LA County Sheriffs, you would have thousands of more people who would be resisting against these ICE raids. But it is the police. It is the sheriffs who are basically protecting the operations and protecting everything that's happening against our community. community. So do we anticipate, do we expect the police to join our side? No. But what we do say, what we can say, is that a lot of those police officers here in Los Angeles, a lot of those sheriffs, and a lot of those National Guardsmen, and even Marines, if they come here, a lot of them are Mexican, are Central American, are the sons and daughters of immigrants. In fact, here in Los Angeles, there's something like, there's hundreds of LAPD officers who are DACA, meaning they're undocumented as well. And so they have to see that they're being used by the Trump administration to use violence against their own people. So we as Unión del Barrio do call on them to stand down. Do not raise your weapons against your own people. This is like your mother, your auntie, your father that you're repressing. So we do call on them to join us. Stand on the right side of history. Do not support the Trump administration. Support the people. Because what we're doing is fighting for justice. We're fighting for the righteous, the right to live and to exist and to work and to feed our families.